I have got a collection of gadgets with me today because we are talking all things recording, mic placement, how to get a good sound out of your RAV Vast. Before we dive in though with the recording tips, I want to offer you a direct sound comparison. I have with me the stereo pair of the Octava MK12s. I'm also recording with this DJI Mic 2. I also have two Zooms, the Zoom H4n Pro and the Zoom H1. They are recording from the same angle, just out of shot. So if I line myself up, make sure everything's in place, let's hear what all of those sound like in comparison. One important thing to note is that if you are listening on an iPhone or a tablet or on your computer, it might be quite subtle changes between the different microphones. As well, I am working here in a completely untreated room. I have blank, bare walls, I have traffic outside the window. So if you wanted to dive in and create something and record something professionally, what I would recommend is to find a space that doesn't have traffic or record at night and just surround yourself with soft furnishings, padding on the wall, wall hangings, that kind of thing, just to kind of, get rid of the room echo. But this is just a quick demo to show you what the difference is between these mics. And you'd be surprised, even the cheapest ones, that like the Zoom H1, still pack a good punch. So yeah, let me know what you think in the comments to those different microphones. Let me know what you end up deciding on. But let's go deeper into what all of these mics can do and what might be good for you. First things first, the way that I like to record in my little studio space, what I like to do if I'm trying to get a nice kind of panned sound, so stereo sound, meaning when I strike the left-hand side of the instrument, your left ear hears it, your right ear hears it, is I use these microphones. These ones are Octava MK something somethings. The important thing to know about these is that they are small diaphragm condenser microphones. You can get much cheaper versions of these. A good example is the Rode NT5s. Those are really popular amongst RAV and handpan players. Those are ones that I would recommend, the Rode NT5s. I've got basically a more expensive version of that, essentially. So I've got a pair of those, a stereo pair of those. And the way that I like to set them up is like this. Because the sound comes out of the top of the instrument, I will place the mics above the instrument. It's as simple as that, really. It is kind of just a matter of common sense. Now, if I were to really go for it, if I wanted a truly accurate sound, I would measure the distance between the head of these microphones and the top of the drum to make sure that it is exactly the same on both. But for now, I'm just gonna roughly eyeball it. I like to have the mics at about shoulder height. That's kind of how I tend to measure it. It looks a little bit different on the camera, but from the angle that I'm at, because the angles are a bit funny. This is roughly shoulder height, maybe even ever so slightly lower, but not too much, because the RAV sound is so overwhelming, it's so overpowering. So many different kind of mid-range frequencies flying around, all of those wonderful, luscious harmonics that long sustain. You don't want to overdo it too much. So this is how I like to do it. We're kind of above the instrument, but at a decent space away so that I'm both getting the pure sound of the instrument itself and a little bit of that reverberation and that room noise, just to give it that extra bit of warmth, that realness to it. Now, often I have another microphone. The microphone that you're hearing right now is just out of shot, just above the camera here, but closer to me than the camera. And I will also use that to get a further range, a wider sound of that more room sound. And in that case, I can maybe bring the microphones a little bit lower as well. So I've got that immediate sound of the instrument and then that further away room sound as well. This is how I would mic it in a studio situation. The cables and everything that I'm using and how I'm hooking it up to the computer is, these are XLR cables. They look like this. They have one end that looks like this. Block my face so you can see it. And you just kind of clip it into the microphone like so. And then the other end, it looks like this. Okay, so that's the male end of it. And this end goes into an interface that then can plug into your computer via USB. The interface that I'm using is a Scarlett Focusrite 8i8. For you, you could use a 2i2. So you've got two inputs, two mics. The Scarlett is just a really good, solid piece of kit, Focusrite. I'll put all of these links in the description as well. And that gives you the connections that you need to be able to plug microphones like this into your computer. You can get alternatives. I'm using here an Audio Technica AT2020. You can get versions of that that just plug straight into your computer via USB. And you don't have to worry about that in between. And they're cheaper as well. So if you wanted that, so for quicker kind of access to editing and all of that kind of stuff, and you don't have to purchase any extra in-betweens, go for something like that. That's just a large diaphragm condenser microphone. Small microphones, large, bigger microphones. but it's the condenser microphone, the fact that it's a condenser, that is important, because that way you're going to be able to pick up the intricacies of the instrument. The other microphone option that you mostly hear about is dynamic microphones. These are good for vocals, for drums, that kind of thing, for closer proximity instruments and recording. I find that they are quite good. They can be quite good for handpan recording as well, because it's a similar range that they're good at picking up. But I like to get the nuances and the depth using the condenser mics. That's my preference. But you can totally use a vocal mic as well if that's what you've got access to. I certainly have in the past and it works very well. Okay, so these are going into an interface, which is then going into the computer. I then edit the audio on a program called Logic Pro. Logic Pro is a digital audio workstation, a DAW. You might see that DAW, you might see that floating around on the internet a lot. Other examples of digital audio workstations include Reaper, BandLab is a good free one, GarageBand is also a good free one. Yeah, there are lots out there, FL Studios, there are many that you can choose from. The one that I choose to use is Logic. Another really popular one is Ableton, you might have heard about that as well. So we plug those microphones into the interface, we can then record into the DAW, and then we have our files. And that's where we do the editing and then attach it to the videos and upload. If you don't want to mess about with all of that nonsense, there are a couple of other things that you could use. So I used to use this a lot. This is a Zoom H4N Pro. This also works as an interface. If you've got these two microphones, you can plug that other end that I just showed to you, this end, into here, and you can skip the need for a computer. You can plug both of those mics in here, switch on the phantom power because they need phantom power to work, and then press record, and you can record two tracks on this and take the SD card out and you've got it on your SD card. So you could do all of that kind of on the road if you're away from a laptop or whatever. But I never did this. I never used all of the features of this. This is a fully functional four-track recorder. You can record four tracks onto it. You can do all sorts with it. I just used it for these microphones here on the top. These are great. These are two little XY condenser microphones that, because of the positioning, are really good, really handy for recording RAVs, for recording handpans. And the way that I would position this, again, is I want to get as much of that top-down action, because a lot of the sound is coming from the top. So I would position it kind of like this, facing towards, down towards the instrument like so. To do that, I might use something like this. This is just a little kind of GorillaPod tripod for cameras, but the handy thing about these zooms is that they've got a little thing, connector thing, so you can actually attach it. Put it to a desk, on a desk or something like so, point it down towards your instrument, and voila, you can record your RAV. This is also kind of bulky and heavy, and I do a lot of traveling, so I ended up downsizing to a cheaper version, but still just as good, to this, Zoom H1. It's called the Zoom H1 Essential. It's exactly the same thing, except it doesn't do the four-track recording, it doesn't plug in the microphones, it doesn't do any of the fancy stuff, it's just got this XY on top. It's really plasticky, but really solid, so it's super light, it's got a micro SD card in it, but you can also just plug it straight into the computer and either use it as a microphone plugged into the computer as it is, or just transfer the files that you record elsewhere on the go. Same thing, it's got an adapter on here so I can put it on here and I can use this in exactly the same way to record the RAVs. So those are two really good options if you want to avoid the whole computer thing or expensive mics thing. This was less than £100. This one I think was about £300. These microphones were maybe around £800, something like that. So a bit more expensive and you need the other stuff, the cables and all that kind of stuff to get it going. Now a more recent thing that I've picked up is this. This is a DJI Mic 2. I have two of these. They come in this little case. Ta-da! You charge the case. The case then in turn charges the microphones. It also comes with a receiver. This is cool. The receiver you can plug straight into your phone, your smartphone. So if you're on the road recording like shorts and reels and TikToks and that kind of thing, you can just plug the receiver into one end, put the microphone on you, and record that way. And the great thing is that if you are attaching to the microphone to yourself, you are above the instrument. So you're still getting kind of that same angle, you're still getting that nice quality recording. So what I like to do is make sure that the microphone part is actually facing down. Now the trouble is that the clip for it would make it face upwards if you were to clip it to yourself, because obviously it's designed for YouTubers, for travel YouTubers, for interviews, this kind of thing, for the voice. But it comes with a handy magnet, so the clip is also magnetized, so you can just put the magnet inside your shirt, pop it on like so with the mic facing down, and then it's facing towards the instrument. You could even have two. I've recorded before wearing a hat with two of them tucked into my hat so that I've got that stereo sound. But I find that it's not really, you don't really need it if people are just watching what you're making on their phones as well. You know, if it's not like a professional studio grade recording, then you don't need two, you don't need that stereo image. But if you want it, it's a possibility. I have recorded pieces of music that have made it onto albums that I have released on all of these different, all of these different gadgets. I recorded a live performance with this that has been released as a single on Spotify and all streaming platforms. I recorded a couple of takes of songs when I was feeling inspired in a cabin in the woods that made it onto my album, The Earth Teaches, alongside recordings that were taken with these microphones in a proper studio setup. And they held up really well, I think. I'm not a professional audio engineer. I don't really know fully what I'm doing in order to teach you when I'm editing and when I'm mixing and mastering and all of that kind of stuff. When I'm placing microphones, it's a lot of it is by eye. I'm just kind of vaguely putting it in the right place and saying, that'll do. And it usually turns out okay. So that's the way that I do it. That's not, this is the way that it should be done. That is the way that I record these instruments. So I hope that's useful for you. There are lots of different ways in. These, I think, were around £300, the DJI microphone. So roughly in the same price territory as the Zoom H4N. The cheapest alternative is this, which was about £100 less even. And then if you're really going for it and you want the proper good, high quality stuff, then the Octava microphones or any variation of a stereo pair of condenser microphones. will work for you. I would even, you know, I had these kind of placed like this. I might even make them a little bit higher so that they can go fully down like so and above the instrument. This is going to give me less of a stereo image in that case, but it's going to give me more of the warmth of that sound. The only trouble is I do find that then when I'm kind of mixing later, the rav is so incredibly warm and full that it can be quite a lot of frequencies to deal with. So I think probably having it a little bit further away, getting that stereo image a little bit more, just getting that diagonal angle just ever so slightly, not as much as you would with a handpan, kind of can cover that a little bit and can fix that a little bit. For me, the main thing to do, I think, is to just experiment. Get something that you can record with, experiment with placement, and see what works, see what doesn't, see what you like the sound of. A lot of it is down to taste as well. Some people like the sound of it further away because then you're getting that more real acoustic sound. Some people like the sound of the mics much closer because then you're just getting the pure sound of the instrument, even though that's not the true way that you would hear it, you know? So experiment and see what you like, and and treat it with joy and fun and ease, because I find that moving into this realm of digital and capturing recordings can get a little bit stressful because suddenly you're working with technology and then you know you're being recorded and you're playing changes and all of that kind of stuff. So I really invite you to practice just setting it up and just recording your practice session or just recording for the fun of it with no intention of giving it to anyone, letting anybody hear it, no intention of it being good, just out of curiosity and to see how it sounds and to see what works, what doesn't, what you like, what you don't like, and just take it easy and enjoy the process. Don't be like me and spend hours and hours and hours on the same problem, you know. You can get really sucked into this kind of stuff. So pick what you think will suit your situation best, go with the flow, and enjoy. That is the advice that I can give you. I wish you all the best with it, and I'll see you again soon.